Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. A reminder to myself that I'm still a stranger here, even though it feels like home more and more. But I was in a conversation with and Pastor Wayne Backus and Jackie yesterday, in fact, and they of course extend to all of you their prayers for a rich and wonderful Christmas and for you all. If we have not had a chance to meet yet, I'm Pastor Doug Stensby, the interim here for a while at least, and we will be spending time and together and looking forward to those things that are yet to be. The story of Christmas, of course, always looks back. It is the story of the incarnation, that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. For Matthew and for Luke, they are intent at looking at that particular event where that came into being in a new and wonderful way, certainly at the birth of Jesus, who became truly human and lived among us in such a way that he accomplished God's will. This is a wonderful story. But if it is enough for them to look back in those few years and for us to read their words and to look back 2,000 years, John wants to look even further back. This may not be for John so much a story of the fact that Jesus is human, but that Jesus is divine. And how do you speak of the divine? Our language simply does not have the kind of words that can in some definitive way pull in all of God in a word or two. So instead, he uses the word, the Word. As it was at the beginning when God spoke, so it is that here John points us back to that particular event. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And we might begin to wonder, is that enough? That there was a Word. After all, our world is full of words. You cannot even download a program or an update to Adobe or a JavaScript without being forced to stare at a box, and you have to check on that box, yes, I've read the entire thing. I'm here to tell you there have been times I have lied. I have not read the entire thing. And yet I said, yes, I accept this, and let's move ahead. Our world is full of words. And as we know, oftentimes they are cheap. They are spoken out before we think about them. They cannot be brought back into our mouth. And we are the poorer for it. But when John speaks of the Word, it's a different kind of word. It is a word that does things. It is a word that creates out of its own self in ways that we can only imagine. For this, I'm now about to venture into a place where I have no right at all to go. It's pure speculation on my part because these things are so far beyond me. But the things that are going on in science now are forcing us to rethink the essential questions of what is the universe? Is it just a collection of stuff that those atoms are out there and somehow They come together in different ways. More and more, what we are finding is that perhaps it is and better to consider that this is, in some way, a word, an idea, a thought, some kind of a concept that, because it exists in itself, it creates in some way these kinds of things, these and particles that can only be hoped to be seen as they pass by it, an LHC in Geneva, in Switzerland, whirling around a magnetic track 17 miles long. It's just incredible the things that they are finding. And interesting, too, is that these things seem to look as if they do not exist on their own, but only in relationship to other parts as well. As I say, this is way beyond my comprehension, and yet so is God. When John says the Word became flesh, he also speaks of God's intent, that he came in order that we might have life. To all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. That God's word is that God spoke in order that the universe itself might be created and we might have life. And that in Jesus Christ, in faith, we received that place that God has created us to be, children of God. This is a wonderful thing. It will cause us a few and headaches if we can contemplate this too long at one time. We may need to spread this out a bit because it's just way too large for us. But it's not too wide for God. At the end, we still come to this same place, that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, that for these few years of a handful of and decades, Jesus Christ, the Eternal One, lived among us. And yet, in a different form, still continues to live among us, doing God's work with a spoken word in ways that we hear and we respond. It's not surprising that John comments that he came unto his own and his own received him not. We're still doing the same thing. It does not take long before we hear someone speak up and make the statement that in the end, all religion is just senseless and no good and even destructive to real life. We know better because God has spoken to us and has worked in our lives that we might have life. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Amen.